According to Manpower Group, the hardest segment of the workforce for employers to staff with skilled talent hasn't been registered nurses or engineers or even web developers. It's been the skilled trades, the welders, electricians, machinists, and so on, that are prevalent in manufacturing and construction. Getting into position to respond to the demand is Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky, and Todd Johnson, its executive vice president. He's here to bring us up to date on his organization's Apprentice and Workforce Development Training Program that now has a new address. Thanks for being with us, Todd.
Thanks for having us. Excited to be here today.
When we talked last winter, the licensed trades were dealing with a pretty significant shortage of talented, skilled workers. Has that situation improved any?
I wouldn't say it has improved at all. I would say it has gotten worse as the spring has come and we're now in summer and we're in full swing in our industry, putting houses on the ground and commercial buildings up here in Central Kentucky. Probably within the last 2 weeks, I've had 40 plus calls from our members in our office wanting to know if we have students available that we've recruited or if we know of anyone looking or just an able body that wanted to go to work to meet the demand out there right now.
And this has been going on for a while.
It has. It's still the overspill from the downturn in the economy when we had so many of our skilled trades professionals just leave the industry because of the lack of work. We're still rebounding and building back up our workforce. And coupled with that, the fact that the average age of a licensed trade company owner in the state of Kentucky is about 60 years old. Just here in Central Kentucky through our association, which has about 750 members, we see most of the members who are not renewing with us are those small companies that are going out of business because the owner is retiring and they don't have a succession plan for their company. And that's further exacerbating the problem, you might say.
So we have quite an attrition situation with the so-called silver tsunami, the wave of retirements among the boomer generation.
That's right.
So your organization, the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky, is out to attract and train new talent to take those jobs and to fill in the gaps where those businesses are closing. Give us a little background on the Building Institute of Central Kentucky.
Well, the Building Institute was born out of the necessity we're talking about here in 2014. We opened our doors in September of 2014 with two trades. Carpentry and HVAC. We've since expanded into five trades that we're training in. Carpentry, HVAC, electrical, plumbing, and property maintenance. We've done a great job, I think, of trying to meet the demand. We are state licensed and approved through Housing, Building, Construction, and we work with the Department of Labor on their apprentice programs to provide an accelerated path to licensure for our students. We've had great success of our students getting employed. By Christmas break, well over 90% of our students will be employed. This year's graduation in April, we graduated about 27 students. Those in the licensed trade, over 60% of them had already passed their state exam and just needed their graduation hours from us to get their journeyman's license and all gainfully employed, making great livings.
Now, you've been in the process of moving the Institute to a new, much more spacious location. What's the new address, and are you now totally fitted up and moved in?
Well, we outgrew our space that we were in out on Trade Street, and we've been able to move into this facility vacated by Lextran down at 109 West Loudoun Avenue. And we're in the process of continuing to fit up right now to get ready for our classes that will begin in September. And we're very excited about being in that location in that new space. It's about twice as many much square footage as we had at our old location, and we hope that it's going to meet our needs for the foreseeable future. We expect our enrollment to be somewhere around 100 students when we open the doors in September this year.
That's going to bring more people, more activity to that little area of North Limestone and Loudoun, which is coming alive again, isn't it?
It is. It's very nice. Some of the investors down there have done a very nice job. We've been fortunate to work with Chad Needham on this property that he was able to secure. He's got a huge renovation going on next door to us there on the corner of Loudoun and Limestone that's underway. It's going to be an exciting project for the neighborhood as well.
So enrollment for the next round of classes is underway, and you can do that now, and then when do classes start?
Yes, we're very much underway with enrollment. In fact, we've been enrolling since our graduation in April, and most of the students that we've been able to bring in right now are working in the industry in which they'll be starting training in September. Classes will begin on September the 5th this fall. And we are actively enrolling students at this time, and the need is great.
Is there tuition?
There is tuition. Our tuition is very affordable at $3,500 a year. All of our programs are two-year programs, except for electrical, which is a state-mandated four-year program. So for an investment of $7,000 and our tie to the industry and our success rate of our students getting jobs, I would think it would be a pretty attractive opportunity for anyone looking for a career.
And most of your students are working while they're actually taking classes.
They are.
Which would help cover that tuition cost.
Absolutely. And the majority of our employment partners who are hiring our students have a program where they're paying at least half of the tuition back to the students. So the way that works is they guarantee that the students have a little bit of skin in the game, and they're reimbursing them for their tuition. And at the end of the two-year program, it's usually about half, some a little more.
Now, once these students have graduated, does the Institute help them with state licensing and that sort of thing?
What we do through our program is different than a lot of other trades training programs that we looked at when we were starting ours. We incorporate input from the companies, the company owners, and what they're wanting in employees and what they're needing in the field. And what that's resulted in is a very streamlined and specific curriculum course for all of our trades to get them to the point of licensure, because, you know, we give them a certificate of completion for our school. What's important to them is getting that journeyman's license in those skilled trades. And that's what we've kind of modeled our program after. Again, a little bit unique to our program is our school is at night. All of our instruction goes on at night while our students can work during the day in the trade in which they're being trained. And again, that's from input from the industry, and it goes along with the path to licensure as well.
Carpenters, plumbers, and other skilled trades are uniquely difficult to outsource. So far, at least, robots lack the fine motor skills to compete with human beings. How does the future look for a career in a skilled trade?
I tell you right now, the future of the skilled trades career is bright. And with the issue that we have in the state of Kentucky, we talked about earlier, with a lot of our workforce aging out that are the company owners, we're seeing interest in some of our early graduates from our first graduating class, where they're getting to the point to get their master's license, where they can open their own company, come back to us and say, hey, what is it going to take for me to be able to run my own business? So we're continually exploring a way to meet that need, to give them a little bit of further education to come back and learn how to run a small business. Our model is almost opposite of what the norm is, and where you go to school to learn how to do a job or learn how to manage a job and then go out and get the job. Our students, for the most part, college was never anything on their radar. Not that we haven't had some college graduates come back that couldn't get to the employment level that they wanted to go into the skilled trades, but most of them have graduated high school with no plan ever to go to college. Some way or another, they found the skilled trades is a great opportunity for them and came back to us. And unlike the traditional path, once they've got their career in hand, they're coming back now and saying, hey, I need to learn how to run a business. And what our focus will be on that is much like our focus on the skilled trades training, where we will focus on training them and education to provide them the skills they need to run a small business like they'll be running. We're not going to be teaching theory of accounting or international tax accounting or anything like that. We'll be teaching accounting and bookkeeping for small businesses so they can do the majority of their tax work to get to their CPA to file their taxes, but run the day-to-day operations of billing and invoicing and payroll.
How about earnings in the skilled trades? Can you give us some kind of a ballpark income level for the Central Kentucky area?
I can give you some specifics. Most of our students are starting out at $11 or $12 an hour, knowing nothing. By the time they graduate there, in the licensed trades, they're earning well over $40,000 a year as a base salary, and many of them earning by the time they graduate up in the $60,000 to $70,000 if they're working the overtime that's made available to them. And almost 100% of the companies today are offering as much overtime as the employee wants to work, especially during this time of year.
Todd, if somebody hears this or reads this and they say, yep, that's for me, how do they get in touch?
The best way to get in touch with us is through our website. We have a portal at biacentralkentucky.com. That's actually biacentralky.com. And you can inquire online and we'll be back to you within a business day. You can reach our office at 273-5117 and we'd be glad to talk to you on the phone and set up an appointment for you to come to our new space.
Todd Johnson, Executive Vice President of the Building Industry Association of Central Kentucky. Thank you for joining us, Todd.
Thanks for having me.
This podcast is produced in the studios of Dynamics Productions, an audio recording and sound design facility in Lexington. On the web at dxaudio.com. Dynamics Productions. We listen.